It is late afternoon in Lower Manhattan. In the center of the vast main hall of a customs house, now occupied by the National Museum of the American Indian, a wrinkled Native American prepares a sacred pipe and a drum, while another prays before a crowd of museum staff, rescue workers, and local residents. The ancient Native American ritual, known as washing away the tears, is about to begin. Jerry Flute, bedecked in the traditional multicolored garb and beadwork of the Sistan Wahpeton Dakota tribe of South Dakota, will lead the ritual.
The terrorism has affected people mentally and psychologically here, and that pain isn't going to go away for a long time. And without God in their lives, it might not ever go away. And after a period of time, we go through the ceremony. It's called a Washigada ceremony. And we ceremonially use our sacred sage to wipe the tears of those people who still are grieving. In our way, then that brings closure. You're no longer grieving. You're celebrating the fact that this person, whoever it was that is gone, is now with God.
Henrietta Mann, a Southern Cheyenne elder who traveled here from Montana to help Mr. Flute, smooths the creases of her homespun shawl and continues the thought.
We give the spirit time to go to the other world and get reaccustomed to the place from which we all come. It is actually a returning home. But the loss of that individual is very keenly felt. We walk this earth but one time.
Is this ceremony for the victims, the spirits of the people who died, or is it more for the people who are still here?
It's both. The prayers and the songs, they're going to help these spirits make that smooth journey to be with the Creator. The other songs and prayers that we're going to make here are for the survivors and the people who have experienced this trauma.
Ms. Mann says that it has been easy for Native Americans to relate to the human suffering of September 11th and its continuing aftermath.
Historically, if one looks at the experience of Indian, non-Indian contact, the indigenous peoples of this country have certainly experienced terrorism, loss of lives, and have a great deal of heartfelt emotions to empathize and sympathize with the experience that happened to the country as a whole on September 11th. All we have to do is look at the Trail of Tears of the Cherokee, wherein about 4,000 lives were lost. You know, look at Sand Creek, which hundreds of Cheyennes and Arapahos were killed by a Methodist minister who became a military officer.
Our people were terrorized in this country, in our homeland. Massacres of our people occurred. Without that strong feeling of the Creator and those prayers and songs, we would probably be crazy because of the things that happened to our ancestors. So we have to depend on God to keep us grounded, to keep us moving forward, and spiritually and through this chandupa and these ceremonies, that's what keeps us grounded.
Soon, those gathered here are invited to get their cheeks ceremonially dabbed with sage, believed to be a purifying herb, and are offered a drink of water, symbol of purity and compassion. Jerry Flute and Henrietta Mann explain why this traditional help is being offered to this distinctly non-Indian crowd.
In my language, we have a word that's called mitakuyapi, and it means all of my relatives. And in our teaching on the spiritual aspects of our life, we're trained to respect all life, all colors of people.
I see you nodding your head.
Since we are the first Americans, the indigenous peoples of this country, we recognize and acknowledge ourselves as the grandparent generation of this land. And like any other grandparent, we feel the loss and the pain of all of our grandchildren, all of our relations, because of our interrelatedness and interdependence and the kinship.
Paradoxically, the ritual wiping of the tears has inspired many new tears, perhaps of healing and gratitude, as well as grief, for many of those present. At the National Museum of the American Indian, this is Adam Phillips, near Ground Zero in New York.